Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned in to the Psychic Soul Reading Show, Messages from the Holy Spirit by Brenda Bradshaw, the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky.
Problems and I've been able to tape new things, so I don't know when I'm going to get that straight, but I really miss taping new things for the show. Now, in the chat room, I always list some of the things that were coming in from the subconscious through the Holy Spirit. First one is, what is the science of mind? We hear it all the time. Do we know what it is? So we're going to answer that question tonight. I want to talk about being mentally prepared. Anything that you do that you have to sign papers, such as buying a car or you're signing some insurance papers or whatever it is, you have to be mentally prepared. So you need to kind of sit back and breathe a little bit. Because you're not used to filling out paperwork. A lot of people get tense. I know I have gotten panic attacks from just filling out paperwork. So be mentally prepared is another little subject we're going to go into. Careers in the health. Now, that is just open. I mean, if you're looking for a career, that is just wide open right now. Just over and over again, I keep hearing about how they need nurses, they need doctors, they need people in the health department to get this thing done. So, got another virus out there. They always got something coming up, but they need people. So if you're looking for a job, you know, you need to check the health department, health careers. Now, tonight we're going to take your phone calls and take your questions. Going to get some messages here from the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to talk about one thing called desires, because desires is the card for tonight. Now, we know what they are. We kind of think, well, desire to do something. Certainly, that's part of being desirable or being desirable. If a person wants to have a relationship with you, you kind of have to be desirable. But desires of the heart is what it's all about when it comes to manifesting. So we're going to talk about how we believe and we achieve. We believe that we are making a desire of our own heart. We believe that we have a desire, and then we manifest from that. So that's a little example of getting things done. Desire is a strong emotion, I'll tell you, but they want you to rely on your emotions when you are manifesting. That's how the universe works. It works on strong emotions. Sometimes we put our own emotions against us, so we got to watch that. You know, we want to make sure our emotions are in line with our desires and what we want to do. And believe it or not, that's how you do it. You start believing in your own desires, like your dreams. What do you want to do? What do you desire to do? What are you trying to make happen? It's usually a desire. So we have some of that going on tonight, talking about desires. Desire of my heart. Well, you got time. Yeah, time. Time's on your side to come up with this. If I start talking.
It's on my side. Yes, it is. Remember, I'll be around.
funny is when you think about time, and then time just gets away from you. You know, it's just like you don't really think you have control of it. And there is divine timing, of course, but there's a little bit of control that you have there. You know, especially when you're sitting there filling out paperwork and you don't want to spend the time to do it. Remember now, time is on your side, so take your time. You have to take your time, you know. It's like a break. You don't want to take a whole full break. You don't want to take a vacation because, you know, you say, well, I really don't think I should. So you get in this middle of this questioning about how time is spent. And you should take a vacation, and you should take time to think about things, because that's what it's all about. It's on your side, but you got to remember that. 330, good evening. How are you doing tonight? I'm glad to get your call. What's going on with you tonight?
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if this love relationship was going to turn into permanent.
The last one? You said the last relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Not the one that is this the one that you're in right now?
Well, I'm single right now. I let go and went out a few times.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he needed to focus on his business for a little bit, give him a couple
weeks. So he wants to focus on something else, and you want to focus on the relationship, so you want to know if it's over. Is that kind of it? You want to know what the Spirit's talking about, whether it's over or not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not. No, it's not. The Holy Spirit's telling me it's not over. It's, in fact, it's going to continue, but he has said some things, you know, he's going to regret, you know, he really has, and it's a shame that he's pushing you away, but he doesn't mean it at all. Did you get that feeling around him that he doesn't mean what he's saying sometimes? He just talks.
Yeah, he talks, but
he doesn't really say what he means sometimes.
True.
Yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit's telling me he's what you call full of it. You know, he's trying to put you off, but I just don't think that it's going to go off. I think that he'll wait a couple of days and he'll say, oh, I didn't mean that. I know you have friends around you that have told you that. Haven't people told you? Yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit's working with them and with me. So I think what you need to do is just kind of let it go. It's just what he said something, but it doesn't mean anything. How you can work with that, can't you?
I can wait, but I went through that with the one before this one, and it took 2 years, and it finally ended. So I don't want to go through that again.
Oh, we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't go back. No. No. That doesn't work. Don't go back. It happened with one person doesn't mean it's going to happen with another person. We don't do that. No, that ruins it. You see, you got to take it at the moment. Okay, that it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's in the now moment. So you can't go back too far. You know, to find out what happened years ago, because that was. That you were a different person. You know that.
Thank
and they
you.
Were a different person. So how can you include that? They call that comparisons. Comparisons of apples and oranges, and it doesn't work. You do understand that, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, you don't do
I
that.
I do in my head. No.
Yeah, in your head? Oh, yeah, well, sure. But it doesn't work, really. Okay. So you can stop that, let that other thing go, and keep moving in on this one. This one is here, and this one is working. So I really think that's what you need to look at, that how far you've come and how this looks so much better. It feels better, too. Can you feel that?
Well, I thought it was great, and then, you know, he backed away, so.
Yeah, well, he's back, let him back away. Yeah, that's just his thing. He's just talking. He's not backing away from anything. Yeah. You're fine, girl. If you want my opinion in the Holy Spirit, you're fine. Okay? Got that?
I needed that. Appreciate
well,
it.
I need it too. Everybody does. Okay? So you're in great shape.
Thank you.
Okay? You go for it, girl. You're going to get this
great.
One. You're going to get this
awesome.
One. Okay. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, desire. Do you have some desires today of your heart? Are you working on the desires of your heart? Hello there.
Hi.
You're 650, right?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, so have some desires of your heart? Because I feel like you've got some, but you haven't really worked with them. It's a very strong emotion, by the way. You know, when you want something so bad, you could taste it. You know what I'm talking about to you?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of things.
Yeah, you just could taste it. You want it, but it just doesn't seem to want to come, you know.
That's
so what
true.
You got to do is keep on. But the first thing is that you got to believe in yourself a little bit more, just a little bit, because you're doubting your own self. And if you doubt yourself, that kind of like the desires go down because you just say, well, I don't think I could do this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to watch that little slip right there because I think you can. And then you go in and saying, I think I can. And then your desires get built up. But right now they're kind of low, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is work on believing in yourself. That's what you need to do to get this thing going, okay?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, whether it be a career, in a relationship, just getting anything. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to be able to get it going. You know
I
what
understand.
I mean?
I
yeah,
do.
It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing.
I know.
Because you've probably been through rejections. You've probably been through, you know, not believing in yourself more so, you know, like what you want to believe in yourself. And, you know, let me just say this one thing, that God believes in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a strange thing for me to say right now. But you got to know this. First of all,
that's nice to know.
I know it is. God believes in you.
Uh-huh.
You don't really have to believe in God.
I mean, it's kind of a strange thing,
but it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
And so
I
you
do.
Sit there and you go, why does he believe in me? Well, he always has. He knows you better than you know yourself.
Oh, of course. He
you see,
us.
So he's got a heads up here on believing in you first.
I
he
get
wins.
It. But I called in. I called in with a question regarding my daughter. She's seeing someone. And I'm not sure.
Well, then God believes in what you're doing right now. If you believe that you're helping your daughter, then that would be the desire of your heart to get your daughter the help she needs. Then that's already been answered. So you got to really start out by believing that you believe that you're right. You're intuitive enough to know that she needs your help. She doesn't know it, but you do.
I don't know. It's just like
She didn't know nothing.
Brenda,
she didn't know nothing.
About the boy's mother, like, I don't know whether she likes my daughter, whether she wants it to happen. I have no idea. It's, like, very confusing to me. She's not very upfront.
Yeah, but you've got to start believing in something. You got questions.
I have questions about the mom. You do got
questions. So you got to start thinking about those questions. And you say, okay, Brenda. Yeah, you're talking to the psychic, okay? You listening?
Yeah.
Brenda, I have questions about the situation. So
right.
I say to you, yes, you should have questions.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Because something is going on and it's not right. So then we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
See how this works?
Right, okay.
Okay, then we go from there. First of all, I've got you believing that you picked up something. It's not good. Intuition, okay? You do believe you have intuition, right?
Yeah, and at first I thought she was all for it. I'm just confused. I'm not sure what to believe with her.
Well, you got to believe what you believe. First of all, it's what you believe. You believe something's wrong. Isn't that right?
I think it's kind of complicated. It's really hard to go into, but I think it's her ego, which is sort of.
Yeah, keep going. You're working on it. That's right. You're working on it. I'll help you.
I think she really likes. It's kind of complicated to go into, but she likes my daughter. She wants it to work out, but she doesn't want. She wants me to sort of say that they should get together instead of her to say they should get together.
Because right now they're just like friends. Because she has insecurities.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
keep going. That's right. You're catching it. You're catching it. Okay.
That's all I know. It seems like she's very insecure and she wants me to be the one that says,
yeah,
okay, let's have our kids get together. They look
exactly.
so nice. They seem to be having a good time. And she doesn't want it to come from her because then she feels like she's sort of begging me for my daughter for her son.
Yeah, she is.
I think she wants
it.
You got it.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Now that you got it,
Your intuition just worked on it. You worked it out. Now what do we do? Then you say to you, the psychic, now here's where I come in. Here's where I come in, okay?
Okay. Yeah, please help.
Okay. Right. I say, first of all, believe in what you just heard because
right.
you worked it out. You picked it up from intuitive, and it's going to be just like that. And what we're talking about is insecurity. She's insecure. She'd rather you do the hard work and her be stuff behind. She's done that the whole exact same time. Remember now, every time there is a problem, there are people involved, and each person learns from what the problem's all about and the answer. So she's learning right now. She's got the karma. They call it karma. She's learning exactly what karma is all about by switching all of that over to you. But you can handle this kind of karma. You know how I know that?
How?
You know how I know that?
Tell me how.
Okay. Because you've done this type of work before. You've had people put these things on you before, and it seemed confusing coming to you. But I think you're doing better with this one than you've done with all the other ones. You see, you grew up.
I grew up. Yes.
Yeah, you did.
And now you're not so like her.
She's very insecure. No, you're secure now. You got it? You see how that works? Okay, so you're secure now, and you can deal with this. So I say congratulations to you because you're dealing with it just fine. And nothing can happen.
So what does that mean? So am I supposed to say something or let it be?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Step up. Step up. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Step up.
I thought maybe the kids on their own would decide, like, hey, you know what? We're getting along. I don't know because I don't know whether I should interfere.
No, but you have to. It's been given to you. See, that's what the work is all about. The gift is given. The growth is given. Then you get it, then you use it. Don't worry about what they're going to say, what's going to happen. You have to be who you are. You have to use it. You see what I'm saying to you? It's your turn to step up. Got it?
All right.
You can do this. You need confidence. There you go. That's a believing in yourself. If you believe in yourself that you were given a message, a very strong message to do something. You don't deny it. You step up to it. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You got it. Mm. Remember that. So I want you the next couple of days, think about believing in what you are, who you are. This is your this is your place, man. The other person stepped out. You're the only one left. You're saving it.
Yeah.
You're saving it.
I just want my daughter to be happy, and it seems like he
really
likes her.
Then you go and make it happen. Make it happen for her. Help support it. If that's what you want, that's your desire, then go make her happy, honey.
So the mom is not going to do anything? The mom's not going to step up or...
No. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm.
No.
Wow.
Too weak.
Wow.
You know that. I do too.
Okay.
All right. Get busy, girl.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Your call.
Sure.
Okay, honey.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi, Brenda. It's Nathaniel.
Yes, and you're calling again? What do you need this time, sweetheart?
Well, I just want to say hello.
Hello. Oh, I like those kind of calls. They're not difficult at all. Hello to you. And Mr. Nathaniel, what are you up to today?
Well, I've been cleaning out a lot of clutter. You know, I moved in with my brother, and I moved out of my house 7 years ago, and I've had so much clutter. I've had it every few months. You know, I drop off a whole month, and I've been carrying a whole house stuff into the storage units. And
I just went through that.
I'm giving it all away.
It's a hard job.
I have hundreds of books, of metaphysical books that, you know, if I had a house and stuff, I want to pick the ones I want, and, you know, you can get so much online now, and,
That's a real big thing now, because people are giving up books, because you can read it online, and you can get disc and everything, and that's a really big option, because a lot of our libraries are closing. And the small bookstores are closing. So that whole area
like
is being chunked out. Yeah.
It's just like the newspapers, you know, before, you know, 50 years ago.
Exactly.
You know, there was, you know, everybody took the paper, you know, where you'd find everything, you know, want ads, all kinds of stuff. And, they don't even have papers anymore. You got to go nowhere to go online and, you know, so.
Coupons, that was the first thing to go, you know, the coupons and, like you said, the want ads. The classifieds have totally been gone. No, we've just made a big shift in our communication stuff. You know, it's happened overnight, but I do understand that I can go to the internet and just read anything I need to read. But I still, grab a paper, like you said. You know, look at newspaper occasionally. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's so many ads on Facebook or wherever you go.
There's a bunch of ads.
there's so many empowerment seminars on this. And then vitamins seem to be a big deal now. A lot of people are selling vitamins and stuff.
Not only vitamins are selling that CBC oil, the oils.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the marijuana oils.
Yep. There's a lot of that going on now. At first I thought, wow, you know, now everywhere, everybody's selling it now.
Yeah.
You know, it
is strange,
like, you know,
but you really don't need to hang on to books. Just go ahead and, you know, cash them in and, you know, if you could have a book sale, you could do that.
I'm not getting any cash. I'm just giving them away, you know.
That's what I did. I just gave mine away. But
if,
I had a lot
a
of
house,
books and everything,
if you have
too.
A big house and you can have a library with, you know, hundreds of books in it, you know. But if you store them in a garage, you know, I had my drum set, you know, I couldn't set up. I had it in storage, and, you know, so, you know, what do you
do? What good does it do to have it in storage? You
well,
know?
You got to pay for it. I have paid
gotta
thousands.
Got to pay for it,
I
yeah,
think,
but
you know,
can't use it.
I had a really good storage unit that was 10 by 25, and I got power out of the light bulb, this light socket, and I had all kinds of, I had my big stereo hooked up in it, I had my drum set set up, I had a bed in there.
Yeah, you know I play these little things with Austin Center, Spiritual Center, the Science of Mind. I'm sure you've heard of them before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did a one, a talk on what is the science of mind, and I thought that would be interesting tonight to play, because a lot of people say, Brenda, where do you get these things from? And they're in the archives. You can go free, archives.org, and there's quite a lot of different church services and all kinds of things that are in there for free if you want to go there. Have you heard of archives.org?
Which one?
Archives.org. Yeah.
Part-time.org? Part-time?
No, archives. Archives.
Oh, archives.org. Okay.
Yeah.
So they probably got a whole library of stuff there.
Yeah, they have different libraries, and it's all free. You got an audio library, you've got a video library, and you got just old things, and you got new things. It's really interesting. So I went in there today to get an old thing here of what is the science of mind, because I'm always playing it, you know, and people need to know what these things are coming from. And it's Dr. Holmes. Have you ever heard of Dr. Holmes, Dr. Ernest Holmes?
No.
Okay. Well, he was a very old person. And I mean, like, he was back in the early 1800s. So he is, he's kind of the one that put these things together. So I'm going to go ahead and play that, but I appreciate you calling in and having our small chat, Nathaniel.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. There he goes.
This talk given at the Austin Center for Spiritual Living, where we live and teach the principles of science of mind and spirit. For more information, visit austincfl.org.
Good morning, everybody. It's such a wonderful thing to look out there and see all these happy faces. And to know that as soon as I'm finished, we're going to have a nice potluck. Anyway, this is the first Sunday of the month, and we typically call this our Friendship Sunday. It's our potluck Sunday. And I thought that this time, because we're kind of encouraging people to talk to others about coming on this Sunday morning, that it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about what this teaching is all about. And I do this periodically, and I love doing it because it gives me a chance to remind myself why I came into this movement. And that was primarily for me, not for you, but for me, because it's been the most wonderful growth experience, I think, of my life. But I'm reminded whenever when I started considering what I was going to be talking about today, about an incident occurred a number of years ago when I lived in Albuquerque. And I walked into the office one day. This is when I was minister of the First Church of Religious Science there of Albuquerque on San Pedro Avenue. And I was there before the secretary arrived, so I checked the answering machine, and there was a message from a woman, and this is what she said. I've been coming to this church a long time, and I don't know what's happened to this place. It used to be a place we could come and get answers. Now all I ever hear is questions, and the answers are within you. I'm not sure I'm going to come anymore. Isn't that wonderful? And I thought, yes, you're absolutely right. And that's what we are about. I don't have a lot of answers for you, but I do believe the answers are within you. And I do hope that what we have to offer are some ideas that you can begin to roll around, think about, make some inquiries into, that might lead you into your own thinking so that you can go deeply within yourself and begin to reveal an understanding of some of the things that perhaps have puzzled you, or at least be led in that direction. So that's kind of one of the things, maybe one of the main things that distinguishes us from a lot of organizations, spiritual systems, that have a set sort of rules, and this is fixed, and if you follow this and do this and do this and do this and this, and not necessarily bad rules, but without ever really thinking about it, without ever making an inquiry into what is behind this, just accepting it as that and behaving accordingly, otherwise you're going to go to hell. And that's what many of us grew up with. You know, have you ever been asked the question when you're in a group of people somewhere that's not a religious context, but maybe has some kind of a community affair, what church do you go to? What, you know, religious system do you espouse? And I guess, I don't want to throw hands, but I guess most people have experienced that, haven't you? What church do you go to? And you tell them, and they look at you and they say, science of mind or religious science, you might say Center for Spiritual Living, that really doesn't mean anything. It's kind of an innocuous thing that makes us sort of disappear into the background. But when you tell them a little bit about, or use the term, religious science, which is our basis, science of mind, which means pretty much the same thing, they look at you kind of perplexed and they say, well, science, what is that? Now, that's a really interesting response, but it's one that you would expect. And the reason you expect it is that it's kind of different. It's something they're unfamiliar with. Interestingly, if you happen to be a Methodist or a Catholic or a Jew, a Protestant or whatever, and a person were to ask you, and you say, well, I'm a Methodist. And they look at you and say, oh, okay, I'm a Presbyterian. They never think about it. They don't know any more about Methodism than they do about Presbyterianism, than they do about Catholicism, than they do about religious science. But they're familiar with the term, and because they're familiar with the term, they're comfortable. But when you say something like religious science, it's like, what is that? That sounds like some kind of a cult. And interesting, because I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Seldom is there a response to some other religion, you know, if you explain it, some other religion. I remember one time a woman I met in one of these secular contexts. And, you know, how you interact, well, what do you do, and where are you, and so forth. And I told her, and she says, oh, well, what church are you the minister of? And I said, the First Church of Religious Science over on San Pedro Avenue. This was in Albuquerque. And she says, oh, she says, I've heard about that place, and that's a cult. And I looked at her, and I says, yes, that's a cult. And which cult do you belong to? And she was kind of shocked. But she shouldn't have been if she understood or had looked at a dictionary. I happen to have some definitions here. You know me. I like to define things. And I went to my Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary. Some of you may have the same one, some other edition perhaps. And you know how they list several different definitions for a word. Well, this one has quite a few. And I wrote down three here. I wrote down the first, the second, and the fifth. The first definition for cult is a formal religious veneration, worship. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? The second one was a system of religious beliefs and rituals. That's even more scary, if that's what a cult is. And but skipping down, the last one is great devotion to a person, idea, or thing. Wow. all those Christians that are devoted to Jesus, the wonderful, beautiful man that came to help people realize their inner self, that teaching is a cult? Because we have this concept, this idea that the cult is something mysterious, that's strange, and even a little bit scary. But those things are really scary, aren't they? All churches are cults, folks, and you can tell people that. And if you want, write down on a card, go to your dictionary, write down on a card. So next time it comes up, and I'm sure it's going to come up an awful lot for you, you can hold it up before them and say, see, you belong to a cult too. Now, I'm not really recommending that you do that. There was a fellow that came up to me after church one Sunday morning when I was greeting people as they were leaving the church, and he held back until after most people had left, and he wanted to talk to me, and it was obvious he wanted to talk to me. And he told me that he had been driving by our church for a number of years if he couldn't avoid it. He says because every time he drove by the church that said the First Church of Religious Science, he got the heebie-jeebies. That's the words he used. He says he just knew that there were strange things that went on there, but his curiosity finally got the best of him, and he wanted to find out what we did. But he was a little bit afraid of coming in because of the influence that we might have on him. And interestingly, he says, you know, I just knew, I just felt that on Sunday mornings, really weird things went on there, like snake worship. And I said, oh, no, no, no. We reserve that for Wednesday night. It's really interesting, the concepts that people have. I remember a woman said to me something interesting. She said that I vowed that I would not. I was curious about this place. She finally came to the church. I was really, really curious about it, but I vowed that I would never darken the doors of that strange place. Can you?
You know, we have a Virginia Beach has the Edgar Casey Foundation, and a lot of people think that's a cult too. And it is in the sense that they have worship because it was based on Christianity. But the thing about it is that it isn't a cult and it doesn't have mysterious things. But there are mysterious people that come in there when they have psychic fairs. They have numerologists. They have astrology people. They have people that do particular practices that kind of go with Wiccan and witchcraft. But as a whole, the foundation is a foundation to study, you know, the work of Edgar Casey. And they have a library. They have all his books there. So it is, it's not a worship of that particular person, but it is paying attention to what he says. And he himself was a Sunday school teacher. So the thing about it is that you got to kind of figure this thing out, whether something is a cult, what are they practicing, and what's going on there. But we do have many churches that are basically, they're cults. And I said, oh, cult. They're very mysterious. So he's using a different word, occult. Very mysterious and do different kind of practices such as witchcraft and Wiccan and that type of thing. So let's kind of keep that in mind. 920. Yeah, hello, how are you doing tonight? What can I do for you?
Hey, Brenda, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm just wondering, I want to know what you see for me from my love life in the next couple months.
Yeah. A lot of things going on. You know, when you ask that kind of question, you're kind of like wandering. But you said you were wandering, so that's okay. You know, it's okay to wander. I mean, I'm sure you do have some desires that you want to fulfill. Don't you have some dreams that you've been thinking about doing, some things that you want to do for the future?
Well, there are, but, you know, those are kind of all in due time. I've been doing a lot of mending of the past, trying to get through some things, and I really feel like I'm ready for this to come in.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if it's my time.
I believe they call that soul searching. Like you're looking for your soul, your soul's purpose. You know that? It's called soul searching.
Well, I call it healing because I've been through so much in the last couple
healing,
of years.
Healing, yeah. Well, healing is part of it, but definitely finding your soul. You know, what am I meant to be? You know, what am I here for? You know, do I have a purpose? And I'll
well,
say
I think
you,
the
yes,
way
you
will
do.
Show the way, you know.
Yeah.
I think that it'll become clear to me as soon as I get a few more things, you know, tidied up here, but... Definitely,
yeah.
I, you know, have been shown that I'm stronger than I know I am with all the...
How does that happen? How does that happen?
Me?
How does that happen?
What happened?
Yeah, how does it happen, what you're saying, that you don't know you're strong? How does that happen? And you,
well,
no,
you survive. You just survive a lot of different things that
yeah,
you just...
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
but
you just survive. And some days you don't think you're going to survive, then you do. And then,
yeah.
You know, it's like, what did I learn from that? And that's
yeah.
interesting, and you move on.
yeah.
you know, I mean, what can a person
that,
do?
That helped you, though. That helped you there.
Yeah.
That little step.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, you
but
need
it's
some
just
help.
Like I am
you,
clear in the decks. And
yeah,
what does my heart
right.
want? My heart wants, you know, to, you know, now build a family. It's my turn now, and I'm just wondering if you see anything coming in.
I see anything that you see. You're trying to do that. I saw that maneuver there. That was cute.
What?
That was a maneuver of self-dependency. Now, I know that you need somebody right now in your life. To support you, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah, that'd
Are
be nice.
There? Yes, it would be very nice because you do need it. Now, you probably have said many times, no, I don't need it, but you do. You need somebody to support you. And some
yeah,
of the things
I,
that you're saying.
I have lost a lot of support in my life, and, you know, it's just been the way it went.
Yeah, but you can go out there and do it again. Let's put that one on the table, okay?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do. That's what I want to work
no,
on.
No, let's put it on the
I'm
table right now. I'm not hoping. I'm not going to wait on you. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there in the universe, and you're either going to agree with me or disagree. but you need somebody, honey, to
mm-hmm.
support you, to talk with you, to work through things. You've been doing it too long by yourself. I'm just telling you, you want me to put it on the table right now? I'll do it.
Well,
it's
very clear
there?
To me I have, you know, and I've had no choice, you know.
No, oh, you always have a choice. No, you always have a choice, but hoping is not the choice. Getting it done is a choice. Okay? Hoping that something's going to happen doesn't happen unless you make a demand. You've got to believe in it so strongly that you get your desires of your heart together. Brenda, I really believe that somebody's out there for me.
Oh, I
the
do,
right
but I just want to know when and how soon. And
No. Don't play that game with me. I'm not telling you that. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to go ahead and do it, and then it's going to come to you. You ain't got to do none of that stuff. Now, I know this sounds strange for you, but once you believe in something, you can achieve it. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to do it right now. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to talk to Father God. He's the high one. He's big boss. Yeah. I'm going to say, Father God, this person that I'm talking to needs somebody in her life that she can count on, that supports her, and she listens to each other, They listen to each other. They need to be around each other. Father God, I want, she's been waiting too long for this. She's been asking for it. But now I'm saying, Father God, give it to her. Give it to her. And give it to her in your name, because Brenda's not the magic worker here. Give it to her in your name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And she receives it right now. She doesn't have to wait. She doesn't have to wander. She doesn't have to guess. It's already been sent to the Father. And the Father has it, and he says that he will give her the desires of her heart. And we're going to rely on that, and we're going to say amen or something. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Let's go. Let's go. So now, do you believe that you receive? You got to receive it right now. Feel it. Feel it in your heart. You receive it right now, the person that's perfect, that's coming into your life. God has prepared them for you. Do you receive that? Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Okay. Now, I heard a little bit of doubt in there, but you better kick that doubt out, because you don't need that doubt. You don't need it. I know you're tugging for it. I know you're wishing for it, but there's no doubt here that you have been given exactly what you asked for through a prayer. You've been given it, and you got agreement from me. And when two or more people agree, he's also there.
Yes.
So God was with us when we prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to remember this day, the rest of your life, that you agreed and you received. And you could do that over and over again with any kind of prayer. And that person is out there right now waiting for you to get your heart right. And now that your heart is right, all you have to do is receive it. And I know this is hard for you, but you're going to do it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to do this.
Okay. You're going to receive it. Okay, got that?
Thank you for the prayer.
Okay, well, just keep receiving. Keep receiving. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
God is with you. God is going to give you your desires of your heart, and that was the biggest one that you needed tonight when you called. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda.
I love you, girl, and you call me back anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that's how it works. 203, hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Okay, let me see where you are. Are you 203?
Yep, I'm 203. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but I do hear a lot of confusion as far as your spirit. It's almost like you don't know what to ask, but you have good questions. Yeah, you're trying to figure out which one you should start with.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I hear that. I figured I
Go
could
ahead.
Only ask one question. Okay. Well, I'm wondering how in my apartment complex, the manager, his name begins with J. How does he feel about me right now?
Are you trying to start a relationship, or is it?
No.
I mean, it jumped over from business relationship to. Are you?
No.
Wait a second here. Are you? Why are you trying to make this into a relationship? That's a good question, Brenda.
I'm not.
Okay, go ahead. What are you trying to do with it?
I like my position in this apartment building, and I do volunteer work for them. But I feel.
Yes.
There's a woman that decided she didn't like me because she can't control me, and she's talking to people about me. And suddenly my manager is very distant.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it could be in my mind, which I would think.
No, this is a nest. This is a nest of thieves and witches. You walked into it. This is the witches, honey. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the witches. This means there's a lot of spells going on here. Casting spells with words. Right. That's what they're doing on you.
And it's, I know. Is he
I'm
buying
glad
you?
I asked because it didn't make any sense the way you asked the question at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. That didn't make no sense to what's going on. Because
so,
you already felt everything and you felt like, ooh, this is evil. Remember that? This
well,
is bad.
Yeah. I've been, you know.
Okay,
this
well,
very...
call it like it is, girl. These are witches. Have you dealt with witches before?
Well, you know, I can imagine. I find it hard to believe that he is.
Hard to believe, yeah.
I
Good,
know.
You got witches?
No. I know this one woman that has it in for me. But my manager...
Yeah, okay,
is,
she's a witch. Okay.
My manager really has a pure spirit. And it could just be coincidence and that he's very busy, that he doesn't have time to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I do flower arrangements. I do volunteer things for this building. And
yeah,
I'm
but
really
don't
curious.
Count on it, honey, because he's being led by her. He's being used.
He's too
These
smart.
Are all the feelings that I'm getting from you.
Yeah, but he's too smart
okay.
for this. So,
honey, what are
to...
you going
to
do about it? Do you know what to do with witches, bad
no.
spirits, evil spirits? Do you know what to do with them? Let's get down
no.
to tax. Okay,
yeah.
have you got to go get a book or something?
You want me to go get a book?
I definitely want you to get something so you're very wide awake and aware that you got some spells being cast on you.
Okay.
And I want you to know what to do about it, and it's
okay.
up to you to handle it.
You're
yeah. never given anything that you can't handle.
Yeah.
It's what it says in the Bible. So whatever's been given to you, all this bad, evil stuff, you can deal with it, but you're going to have to go get a book and read about it or go to the Bible or someplace. You're going to have to get some support on how to get rid of these people because
okay.
they're after you. And you've been
yeah.
feeling judgment and you've been talking judgment. And you got some people helping you talk judgment, haven't you? Some people around you, your friends, they're trying to help you out.
Did you say talk judgment?
Yep, they're talking judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to be careful. You talk judgment, it comes on you.
Right.
It's all messy and sticky. Yeah, so some people are talking some judgment. That's what, that's what they want. The witches want you to start talking judgment on them, you
I
see.
Know.
And
I
then
know.
As soon as you do it, what happens is it gets on you. So you
yeah.
got some judgment on you from them, the witches. So you need to
what?
Get a book. Do you have anybody who's not a witch who could help you?
No.
Oh,
no.
Gosh. Well, honey, you're just going to have to go through a book. Go get a book and get a book on witches, okay? So you understand what's going on. All right? That's going to be it for tonight, dear.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, it's time to go. Time to say goodnight.